You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Let's get back to How to Tour Italy on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Anthony Capozzoli.
Hi, this is Anthony Capozzoli with How to Tour Italy radio show, and I'm sitting here in the offices for the Florentine with Marco. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you to you for coming.
Oh, my pleasure. And it's a very, very hot day here in August in Florence. So we've opened up the window, did the best that we can, so you can hear a little bit of ambient noise in the back. But it's to keep Marco and me from melting in the office here, so it's okay. And I'm very excited to be here today because we're going to be talking about, in my opinion, the single best source of information in English, but it's totally Italian in its soul. It's called The Florentine. And you can follow along with us today, by the way. Go to theflorentine.net, and I'm going to spell that out for you. The, T-H-E, of course, and then Florentine is F-L-O-R-E-N. T as in Tom, I-N-E.net, theflorentine.net. So thank you so much for having me, Marco. This is wonderful. And so how are you getting through the summer?
So we are now in this moment, we are off.
Right.
Okay, you see that it's the redazione is quite desert, but because we take a little bit of breath and a rest, has been a very, very tough year. We, you know, in Florence, there's been some changement. Mm-hmm. The mayor has changed. There were quite interesting period of changing, and so the challenging that we have faced has
sure.
make us a little bit tired. So we took the summer off
yeah.
to rest and recharge our energy for a fantastic new September.
That's good, and I'll tell you, the Florentine is a wonderful resource for anybody coming to not only Florence, of course, but Tuscany as a whole, and quite frankly, you do touch topics throughout Italy as well, so it's not always just Florence. I mean, so you can get lots of great information here.
Yeah, we actually cover major news of national measure news,
mm-hmm.
for Italy, national measure news, some Tuscan news, and the city news.
Right.
This is our major goal is to make the news understandable and well readable by the Anglophone or whoever likes to read the news in English instead of Italian, because many of our readers, our readership, find even if they speak Italian, find sometimes Italian journalism a little bit cryptic, a little
yeah.
bit and not so easy to understand since the beginning. You have
sure.
to, you have to have an habit to read the keys how they write the news.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I mean, and I should say, everybody, that let's kind of get the business side of this out of the way. I mean, be sure to visit theflorentine.net, but you can also subscribe and receive the hard copy in, you know, anywhere in the world. I mean, you ship worldwide, but
yes,
and all the information that you need can be found on theflorentine.net. So definitely check it out. When I leave on August 16th, which unfortunately is coming very soon, I am going to be subscribing so that I receive this wonderful, I'm not going to call it a newspaper. It's a magazine, but it's biweekly.
It's every other week.
Yeah.
So we are a news mag.
News mag. Yeah.
News mag.
And you know, it's great because I'm looking at a special edition, and I have to say I use it firsthand myself. I just recently returned from Viareggio, and in this most recent edition, there is a whole component dedicated to going to the beach here in Tuscany. It's spectacular, and I'm looking for it myself, and it's in the back. It's actually on page 19. It's called The Tuscan Beaches, and what's really cool about it is it's not only broken down about where to go, what you can expect, how to get there, but what and they make some really nice recommendations. I checked them all out myself, not that I was testing the information, but just from a traveler's perspective, I wanted to make sure I could help people get there, and it's great. I mean, and it's exactly what you would need if you're going to the beach. So it's little things like that. And then also wonderful things to do about Florence, like the parks and the gardens to enjoy. How to be a tourist in their own city for the Florentines, actually.
Yes, Anthony. What we try to do with this summer issue, special issue, is to, try to convince people that August is a fantastic month
yeah.
to be in Florence, which is not so well known because
right.
everybody is care about the desert that Italian cities looks like in August.
Right.
But it's not true. You could be very lucky because you can visit museums without queues.
Right.
You will be well served and quick served at the restaurants. You can have fantastic and enormous parks and garden at your disposal for enjoying
yes.
fresh weather and stay cool, and as well as the hottest beaches in Tuscany, which is not provided by a fantastic sea. It's not so clean. It's not so cristallino, clean, but there is a lot of comfort, actually. It's very comfortable. You can have fantastic walks, shopping, and very nice restaurants, and even like see the Alps, because there is the Apuane Alps in the Viareggio coast.
So it's actually more beautiful than you can actually put in words. It's and what's great about, at least for Viareggio, I went to Viareggio because I wanted to try to find some place that American travelers or non-Italian travelers, if you will, could easily get to from Florence. And right from Santa Maria Novella, they can get to Viareggio. It's literally a local train. I mean,
it's
only
a one-hour trip.
Yeah, it's
one
great.
Hour trip.
And you walk out of the train station across the street. You head right to the coast. It's a 5 minutes walk, maybe. And I'll be talking about this more in depth in a different segment, but I wanted to point out that what Marco's saying is you do have a wonderful view of the Alps. The beaches are very long and well, I guess, accessible, not only for people going to the beach, but you can rent a chair, you can rent an
umbrella,
you can rent anything you need. So it's wonderful. And this is the kind of information that is in the Florentine. I'd like to say that I've got the market cornered on great information about Florence with How to Tour Italy, but the Florentine really has the market cornered.
Yes.
they have good stuff. And so, like I say, it's biweekly. So let's talk maybe a little bit about how long the paper's been around. When did it get started?
Get started in April 2005, and so we are almost 5 years old. We just get a party for our number 100.
Oh, good. Great.
So
congratulations.
So it's been a really, really, really an effort to reach number 100. There has been several difficult moments because we are a free press.
Right.
And so we face the worldwide crisis, has decreased a little bit our advertisement budget, but we find several other ways. We publish books.
Right.
We push a little bit subscriptions. We try to be linked with all our city partners and other expat association partners to be very tight together and help each other. And so we find a great response from the community, which is our main readership.
Right, and it's very cool because just so you know, the Florentine is obviously written in English, and the reason I point that out is, but it's written by native English speakers, and what I mean to say, and I don't mean any offense by that to anyone, of course, because I admire anyone that can fluently speak in multiple languages, God bless, but what I'm saying is it's well written in English, so it's I guess native English speakers, it's very easy to read and understand. It's not, for example, if I were to write something in Italian, it wouldn't read very well. For the Italians, right? So, but it's very, very good, and there's lots of good stuff, and I maybe want to talk about a couple of articles, and then we'll talk about some of the books, too. So you'll find practical things like information about what to do, what to see, where to go, current events, and three articles in the special edition really stuck out in my mind, maybe four. We already talked about the one getting to the beach and the seaside here, but the other one is the cupola's secret revealed, and what I mean by that, it's a Duomo, but there's a wonderful article that kind of focuses on one of the mainstays here, not only in Florence, but I would say probably the most popular dome in the world. You could argue for Santa Maria del Fiore, but it talks about the wonderful work that some academics have done to organize all the content and information. So there's an article about that, so the art and the history buffs have that. Then there's something called, which I kind of laughed out loud, this new robot that collects the garbage on demand.
Yeah.
So I don't really know.
You know, we try to keep our here quite pay attention to all those kind of news because is what is for us very interesting, but also for who's reading the Florentine. So all the Florence is the Renaissance capital of the world.
Definitely.
So whatever happens in nowadays research and historical research, which are very active, is something that we are in 2010 almost.
Yeah.
And so we are really already in the future. But there is still so many things that we can learn from the past. And Florence is a case because there is so many things that happens that
right.
have been discovered recently from the history and come to up to our attention. And we see this interesting because actually we're living a moment in which even in book sales and book writers are using history as a main synopsis of their book bestsellers, no?
Definitely.
So story... History is still very interesting, and so we pay attention. Plus, whatever it's bio, a green, it's very interesting. We launched a column about be green in Florence, and it's been very successful, and this is something that we, even in a city that maybe could be difficult to change, because it's so... I mean,
traditional,
traditional and monumental, but
definitely.
There is many ways to be green.
Well, that's absolutely true, and you do point out in the recycling, and I don't mean to laugh. I found it interesting. So just how it kind of works is this: you schedule a visit. This machine comes. No,
I don't know anything about this. So.
But read the article.
Yeah, read the article.
Read the article.
But as the machine comes and you drop off the garbage in the machine and the machine goes away, it's really. But so check it out on the Florentine.net. It's called the title of the article is Easy Recycling, High Tech Trash Collector Being Tested. So you can see it. And it's on page 5 of the hard copy. But the other thing too about some practical information, the Duomo Roadworks and what they're talking about there is they rerouted some of the major buses that go through the center of Florence. Some of the bus routes, and they only go from Florence, but the Bagnaripoli and some of the surrounding area, and they specifically say the dates that those the routes will be changed and the specific route by number.
This is, those are the kind of news that we are very appreciated for, because there is no other way people can have this information. And the Florentine actually is the only channel to reach our readership, so this is very important. And in both sense, because also the governors of the cities use the Florentine to give that kind of information, and we're very happy about that.
Two articles, and then we'll talk about some of the wonderful books that the Florentine publishes. I have to laugh out loud about Water to Wine, and the Florentine has nothing to do with this, but they reported about a Swiss company that makes powdered wine that you just add water for people that do camping and hiking, and the winemakers, specifically the Chianti Reggiano.
You know, even this is another very sensitive tema that we take care about, because, you know, wine is a word here in Tuscan, Tuscan. So it's important for us to take care about what's happening in that world. And we respect and we love wine from all over the world. And several stories has been up to the attention of the public recently about the Brunello, about sophistication, etc. But it's still a very, very wealthy business, and done in a proper way with passion, with a lot of passion. People, if have you ever do Vendemia, Anthony?
No.
This is something that we try to organize, to have people go and like volunteers to help the wineries to make vendemias.
That'd be
because there is no other way to understand the passion you need to make a glass of wine.
That's awesome.
I think is the best way to
agree.
Appreciate this.
Oh,
this is the things we try to do, and we will do also the same with olives, which is a little bit more less passionable. But still very interesting, because it's another hot tema, the olive oil.
Definitely.
So.
Well, what Marco's talking about is, I guess in the States we would call it agritourism. So in Italian you might say agriturismo.
But not only in Italy, if you say agriturismo, you mean the bed and breakfast in the country houses. But this is something that it's a real agriturismo.
Oh, exactly. So you kind of get dirty and stuff doing it. It's spectacular. You can find out about that stuff here with the Florentine, but in the article, the winemakers are getting upset, and they should by rights, saying that you can't call this wine. You can't call this wine because it's powder, and they're right. I mean, I agree with them.
Another article that it's very interesting, has been very appreciated, Anthony, if I can show
you. Sure, please,
show you,
by all means.
Is to have, to leave the city. Where is it?
That's okay.
be a tourist in your own town.
Yeah, this is a great article.
Yes.
I loved it.
It's written by Alexandra, which is our managing editor. And I say ciao to Alexandra because she's just a mama. So
congratulations. That's wonderful.
Yes, of Giacomo, newborn. And so new employer of the park. I'm joking. So, and it has been a great idea because actually, you know, even in these economies days, to give like a sort of index of what to do in your town and to see in a different way, like feel tourist of your house, of your hometown.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's something that has a sense, has a soul, and you can visit hidden corners and discovers and bring to the attention of the others and share the photos on Flickr about something you discover of Florence, and you live in Florence because you have time.
It's true.
And this is the difference.
Yep.
You have time to do things that during the year you haven't. So that's the key that make your town interesting also as a vacation, as an holiday place.
It's true, and it's fun because the article is wonderful. You know, be a tourist in your own town, but there's tips and information that that are wonderful to follow. And I think something else I want to point out too, that the Florentines take their city, they're very passionate about their city. Seriously, it's not the right way to approach it, I think. But Elena, who works with me, is one of the walking tour guides, pointed out that on September 8th, I'm going to have to double check today, but I believe September 8th, Santa Maria del Fiore, you can go to a part of the roof that is only open that one day because it was the day that Santa Maria del Fiore was, construction began. And so it's a part of the roof that's only accessible on that one day. It's free access. And How to Tour Italy, I'll be talking about that, but that's something that the Florentines would line up to do because they're passionate about their city. There's a few other things, Badia Fiorentina, little things like that that, you'll find out about here as well. And then, so a cool thing to that point, I should say, there is a wonderful book called, can speak about this, but it's 77 Ways to Love the City. The book is written by Miss Jane Fortune, and it's called To Florence Con Amore, so that means To Florence with Love, and 77 Ways to Love the City, and it is an absolute treasure of things to do in Florence, 77 specifically things to do. And everything from the cover, you get a view of the Arno and the city of Florence that is a magical photo, and it's an amazing book. And there are other books that I'm going to kind of point out real quick here. First and foremost, there's a book here called Finding Leonardo, and this is it's called The Case for Recovering the Battle of Anghieri. And the Battle of Anghieri was a painting that Leonardo da Vinci created in competition with Michelangelo in the room called Cinquecento, the room of 500 in Palazzo Vecchio.
Which is they say that it's lost. It's lost under some other walls. So there is a great research of this painting, which this book talking about is written by Rob Atfield, which is an American professor that lived in Florence for over 20 years, and he was passionate about this and did a lot of research, and actually has been a very nice book supported by the Friends of Florence. And we're very happy about this. But if I can say something about To Florence Con Amore, Jane Fortune is our cultural editor and a very big friend of the Florentine. And we all love Jane for what she gives to us in treasures, because she always, I tell you, Anthony, honestly, I take care about design of this book, about layouting and everything. And meanwhile, I was doing this, which was December 2007, I discovered things about Florence. So on my desk in the center of Florence, doing a book of what I should know since my birth, I discovered things about Florence. So I could never say thank you enough to Jane for
That's
this
great.
Because and this is the things that make all our stories of the Florentine different, because it's made by all people that decide to live in Florence.
Yeah.
Doesn't born in Florence, decide to live in Florence.
Right.
So this decision, which is a question of love, because it's not so easy, is also, a filter, a special filter that make everything new and interesting. And so you see a corner that maybe you, that you are born in Florence, you never see even if you pass there every day. You understand?
Yeah, this that's a great way to put
so
it.
So this is our, we feel really thankful for this,
yeah,
because we can feel this. And so Jane Fortune make us discovering so this kind.
Yeah, it's an amazing
book. Talks about whatever she loves. So is a very clever short list of things to do in Florence, which is to do. So not only place to go, but also things to eat,
yeah,
restaurant to visit, books to read, and maybe a one day trip to do out of Florence.
Yeah.
So what that make to, let me say, as like a developed tourist, something
sure
that really I can,
yeah,
appreciate a different kind of attitude in the city, make a visit a treasure.
And that's very well put. I mean, it's perfectly titled To Florence with Love, because it is a book about the passions for Florence and, like you said, people that have moved here because they love the city. And what's great is if you've been to Florence 25 times, this book would be a wonderful book to purchase because it gives you insight, 77 specifically things to do, but insight that maybe you've overlooked or you didn't know about, and things that other passionate people that love Florence have written and provided. So take full advantage of that stuff. Buy this book. Finding Leonardo. There's three other books real quick. One is titled Italians Dance and I'm a Wallflower. Another one is If They Are Roses, and it's the Italian way with words, and it kind of is a book specifically about the, I guess, the communication patterns and nonverbal language.
Our Adventures in Italian Expression. This is Anthony. It's written by Linda Falcone, which is my beloved writer. I love Linda. We have a very special relationship, and she's so great. She has been also our managing editor time ago, and she continued to write for us, and we are in, she's doing a book editing for us for the new books. But Italian Dance and I'm a Wallflower is absolutely our bestseller, and it's a book that, if you let me say like this, Anthony, has broke the rules of English book sales,
sure,
in Florence. And, I mean, has been the first book, I mean, published in English by an Italian company. It's an Italian company, but made by also Mother Tongue.
So. Mm-hmm, sure.
And it's been successful, sold wherever in the world, in all corners of the world, still ongoing. And it's a 4 years old book. You know how,
yeah,
it's hard to have a long-tail book. So
definitely.
Perfect. And has been so strong that has called for the second book, which is If They Are Roses,
yeah,
and his other stories from Linda about adventures in Italian expression. She's so characteristic in describing situations,
yeah,
in which she introduces an explanation of a word that in no other ways you can understand unless you read those very, very humoristic situations.
That's great.
And the last one, Last Born, is from Didre Piro, Italian Sketches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting book introducing Italian personalities.
Yes.
Because, and this is very useful for who's living in Italy or decide to live in Italy. And here,
yes,
read the name on the street or see in television some personality doesn't know things, and it's important. It's important to know little views.
Definitely.
Where she really, in three pages, has described a life of those people with a lightness, but also passion. So it are very nice,
sure,
reading of each personages.
It looks great. I mean,
and there is the fantastic illustration of Leonardo Cardini, which is our illustrator and graphic designer of the Florentines. So
yeah, it's a great book, like Federico Fellini, for example, Sofia Loren, and other names that aren't going to roll off.
Pavarotti and whatever. So Giorgio Armani also.
Giorgio Armani. So, I like that. It's awesome. And then I do want to talk also about the Time Out, and tell us a little bit about the relationship the Florentine has with Time Out, if that's okay.
This has been something that linked to us about the issuing a guide of Florence and the best of Tuscany, and we have cooperated with them, especially, I tell you honestly, about the advertisement side,
sure,
which is not so easy, I mean, to book some advertisement or have,
yeah,
some advertising in Florence. But it has been a very pleasurable relationship, and we think that the style of the Time Out is very, very interesting. But
Well, let me extend. Well, to the listeners, just to give you an idea Time Out is about, it is a wonderfully organized book dedicated to restaurants and wine bars, where to stay, where to eat, all around Florence, and quite frankly, even outside of Florence when you get into Pisa and different areas.
Yeah, because it's best in Tuscany.
Yeah, so it's overall in Tuscany, but it's an excellent book that gives you information that you're going to need for your visit. For example, I'm going to give you some, but it also has some travel information and itineraries and different things, where to see a movie, where to eat, where to go, where to buy this, where to buy that, and you know, I could dedicate a segment completely to Time Out, and I think I might because it's a wonderful organization of information. And then there's one more piece that I want to share, and it's called the Roman Forum. And what the Florentine has done in Florence, with the Florentine, they have also assisted with another paper called the Roman Forum.
Yeah, we feel like cousin of the Roman Forum because we were, participating since the beginning with the journalists that start mm-hmm. that project, and we have given some of our ideas, and they give us some space, and we share some possibilities. Now it has developed its ways, but we still feel cousin, and it's nice to have a relationship. And what I'm trying to do as publisher of the Florentine is to create a network of the English publications in Italy to have a sort of network, because it's what make all of us more interesting if we feel like a group of publications. So this is also, I can use your radio program to make like announce that everybody who's publishing something in English, like a magazine or a newspaper in English, can contact the Florentine to have a cooperation and be partner together in any kind of new businesses or idea or project and events.
That's great. And I guess just in closing, I guess I want to say if you are interested in subscribing to the Florentine, you can visit them at theflorentine.net. As Marco mentioned before, the best way is to contact them via email.
Yes, you can go on the email and you have an automatic PayPal to buy our subscriptions, and we ship worldwide, and there is also a semestral subscription if you want to try. It's a good instrument to prepare your trip to Florence,
without a doubt,
or if you want to come, and there is also very interesting, you can see by the events, the agenda, you can see whatever is English friendly happening in Florence, as well as some very, very efficient classifieds for finding house, job, or something like that.
That's true. And then also...
But also you can... you can buy also the books. Actually, the system is still quite Italian system, and I'm sorry to say, because it's a very handmade online commerce, e-commerce.
Okay, yeah.
That you can read an abstract of the book, and if you like it, you can order writing an email to press@theflorentine.net, and we will send you a PayPal a link to pay, and we ship the same day. So
definitely, and I will, I'm doing some construction on my website as we speak, so I'm going to try to get some information about each of these books and some links. So if you can go to theflorentine.net, of course, but you can also go to howtotouritaly.com, and I will have links posted so that you can very easily get to the website and send them the emails to get the information to subscribe, buy the book, and most importantly, peruse the wonderful bits of information in the Florentine, because it, I've been here now 3 months or so, and I read it every 2 weeks when it comes out, and I always kind of take your advice and do what's in here in terms of where to go with
this. And we will take your advice as well, Anthony. So if you have to say something, tell us, because we are starving of feedbacks.
That's
so
good.
Whatever
good
email or even a criticism, it's welcome.
Absolutely. So, Marco, thank you so very much for spending time with me on the How to Tour Italy radio show, and we're going to have Marco back a number of times, and we'll be talking about new updates and things going on here in Florence. So everyone stay tuned. And most importantly, check out theflorentine.net. You're going to be very happy that you did. And with that, Marco, thank you so much.
Thank you to you, Anthony.
Everyone, ciao.
Ciao. Ciao, ciao.
Rome is a city that captures the imagination and prides itself on its past. But with a history that spans nearly 3,000 years, it can be a little overwhelming, especially on your first visit. What do you see? How do you get there? What am I looking at because everything's in Italian? Eden Walks was created to make questions like these a thing of the past. They offer three walking tours with one objective: to help you get the most out of your vacation. All Eden Walks guides are university educated with at least a BA in the subject relevant to their specific tour. That means when you take a tour with us, you get what you pay for. And all of our guides are native English speakers, so you'll be able to understand us perfectly and nothing will be lost in translation. Explore ancient Rome, go inside the walls of the Vatican, and experience the beauty of Rome at sunset with Eden Walks. To learn more or book your tour, visit EdenWalks.com. That's EdenWalks.com. Eden Walks. Small groups, good prices, great guides.